Good morning. We're so glad that you're here today. Whether you're here in person or worshiping us with us through the live stream, we pray that you feel welcomed and experience God's love as we worship together. I'd like to call your attention to a few announcements. Moms of infants through preteens are invited to be part of a Bible study for moms called Grace in Chaos. Please contact Jocelyn Walker for further information. People new, newer, or wondering about the faith and ministries of St. John's are invited to attend Starting Point at St. John's next Sunday, October 5th at 9:15. The community meals are starting up again on Tuesday, October 7th. St. John's will be providing the meal that night, and the meals will be held here at St. John's again. So that means that there's a need for people willing to help with both serving the meal and being on the teams to set up and clean up. A sign-up sheet is on the board, or you can talk to Pastor Eric. We are also looking for a person or two who would be interested in cleaning and polishing the altarware of the sanctuary. The details of that are on page 13 in your bulletin. Logos, Confirmation, JYF, and SYF are starting this week, and they will work around the availability and the unavailability of certain spaces within the church building. Now I invite Dan Light to come forward and introduce a special guest this morning.
This month, the mission of the month has been Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. And if you have been collecting items for TGRM, we will be loading those items in the parking lot immediately after the service. If you have something that you would like to donate, I will be assisting with that. So just look me up and we'll unload those for you. Now I would like to introduce to you Bonnie Mankey. She's the executive director of TGRM. And she's going to tell us about how our donations makes a difference to the homeless of Toledo. Bonnie?
I want to start off by just thanking you. Not thanking you for just having me here today, but for thanking you and your congregation for everything that you do for Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. I mentioned in the first service that every month I see St. John's Christian Church in one way or another, two or three times a month, come across my desk, either through service or through donation. And to see the consistency that is fed into the inner city from a church like this just is something that really holds dear to our hearts. I come from Oakwood, Ohio. I was born and raised in a town not quite as big as Archbold, but I understand the demographic of farmers and preachers because that's who my family was, and didn't always understand the poverty of the urban inner city. And in 2010, the Lord took me and my family, my husband and our two kids, to Sacramento, California. And I do believe that our 10 years in Sacramento, picking us up by our roots here in Northwest Ohio and planting us there in a place that looked a whole lot different, was preparing us for the mission that God has for us at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, our mission is spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ through service to those in need and bringing the hope of a life transformed and renewed through God's love by offering shelter, food, and support for those experiencing homelessness and poverty. We stand on the verse in Matthew 5:13-14, you are the salt of the earth, you are a light of the world, and a city set on a hill cannot be hidden. And if you have been downtown to our men's shelter or to Rebecca's Haven, you surely know that it is a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Our men's shelter is serving upwards of 30 to 40 men and women for chapel and dinner each night. We're kind of busting at the seams and looking at going to two meals a day going forward here in the new year possibly. We're also seeing nights of shelter increased. We have served on average 3,000 meals a month in the year of 2025 and 1,000 nights of shelter to those who are homeless. I wanted to share a quick story with you about a young lady who is a success story, one of those things that you like to hear at Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. She came with her daughter when she was about 19, 3 years ago when I was the director at Rebecca's Haven. And she wanted to break some of the cyclic generational poverty in her family. Just, it's a cycle after a cycle, which we see all the time downtown Toledo. And Tania stayed with our shelter for about 6 months while she worked to get daycare for her child. She got in school, she did different things, and we moved her into an apartment, like I said, after 6 months. Tania is still in the same apartment with her daughter, who started kindergarten last month, and she is graduating from nursing school on October 16th. And that is what the Lord does. She continues to text me and say, when I thought all was lost, you guys showed up and showed me the way that the Lord can lead me. We are seeing professions of faith every night in our men's chapel and discipleship classes on Friday. They're continuing in through that. And that's the most important thing. When we look around and we see things that are devastated and are ruined, I often pull on the verse from Isaiah, that Isaiah 61:4, they will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. That's what St. John's is helping to do in the Toledo area. I thank you from the bottom of our heart, from our board, from our residents. I know you were just there last weekend. I heard that you served about 30 people that night. It's a little chaotic, but they remember the people who come consistently. They hear different churches that are showing up, and you are champions of Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, and I just want to thank you for making a difference.
Today's scripture is from Psalm 5. Psalm 5 is a prayer of David asking God to listen and guide him through the struggles of life. It's an honest cry for help and a reminder that we can bring our worries, our needs, and our praise to God at any time. Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to my cry for help, my King and my God, for to you I pray. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my requests before you and wait in expectation.
You are not a God who takes pleasure in evil. With you, the wicked cannot dwell. The arrogant cannot stand in your presence. You hate all who do wrong. You destroy those who tell lies. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men, the Lord abhors.
But I, by your great mercy, will come into your house. In reverence will I bow down towards your holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me.
Not a word from their mouth can be trusted. Their heart is filled with destruction. Their throat is an open grave. With their tongue they speak deceit. Declare them guilty, O God. Let their intrigues be their downfall. Banish them for their many sins, for they have rebelled against you.
But let all who take refuge in you be glad. Let them ever sing for joy. Spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may rejoice in you.
For surely, O Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield.
May God bless the reading of his word. Let's pray. Lord, just as David prayed in Psalm 5, we come to you this morning seeking your presence and guidance. Hear our prayers, receive our worship, and lead us in your righteousness. May our hearts be open and our lives honor you. Amen.
Thank you. At this time, please stand if you are able, and let us sing our hymns of praise. Our first hymn of praise is Come Unto Jesus. You'll find the words up on the board here. And then our next hymn of praise will be In Christ Alone. So let us sing Come Unto Jesus.
Jesus, all you who are weary, come and His mercy seat fervently kneel. Here bring your wounded hearts, broken and needy. Come unto Jesus, mighty to heal. Joy to the comfortless, light for the straying. Hope of the penitent, peace in our strife. Here speaks the Comforter tenderly saying, My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come unto Jesus, come unto Jesus. Lay down your burdens, He is enough. To Jesus, rest in His love. Come taste the bread of life broken for sinners. Drink from the cup of His promise made sure. Feast at His table as sons and as daughters. Grace overflowing is yours evermore. To Jesus, come unto Jesus. Lay down your burdens, He is enough. Come unto Jesus, rest in His love. Was gain, count as nothing but loss. Trade all this world for His kingdom unfading. Come unto Jesus, take up your cross. Come unto Jesus, take up your cross. Life everlasting He offers to us. Come unto Jesus, come unto Jesus, lay down your burdens, He is enough. Come unto Jesus, rest in His love. Unto Jesus, come unto Jesus, lay down your burdens. To Jesus, rest in His love. Come unto Jesus, rest in His love.
And now we will sing In Christ Alone.
Alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My Comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, sin's curse has lost its grip on me. For I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death, this is the power of Christ in me. From life's first breath to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand. Till he returns or calls me home, here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
I invite children forward for the children's message. We can kind of gather over here, please. Have a seat. Come a little closer. Come a little closer. There's nothing scary underneath the towel. I have a simple exercise for us this morning. There are two different types of things on that tray. Can you separate the macaroni to one side and separate the beans to another side? Can you sort them out? Please do. Don't be shy. Oh, way to go. Yeah, make sure you're putting the seeds all on one side. Oh, look at that help. Whew. Way to get her in there. Take as long as you want. I'll reduce that from my sermon. And if you believe that, you got another thing coming. How we doing? We getting there? Yeah. There are a lot more macaroni than there are seeds.
Yeah.
Is it easy to tell the difference? Some of you are pushing things to the side. Some of you are picking them up in your hands. Oh, good job. When you think you're done, go ahead and kind of sit back down. Oh, the macaroni got on the wrong side. Okay. Good job. Have a seat. Look at that. Oh, you put them on the floor. That's my lunch. Good job. Separated them. You sorted them out. That's kind of what we're talking about from the Bible this morning. We're going to read a parable called The Parable of the Weeds. Do any of you have gardens or flower beds at home? Do weeds ever grow? Well, this story was, there was a farmer that planted wheat in his field, and at night, his enemy came and planted weeds in the same field. And as they grew, I'll tell you more if you're listening to the sermon, but as they grew, the plants looked so much alike that the workers couldn't tell that they were weeds right away. And so the plants had to grow until they had developed the stalks, the top of the plants, and then they could finally tell that there was good wheat and there were bad weeds in the field planted by the enemy. And the servants, they wanted to tear up all of the weeds right then. But the farmer said, no, you can't do that because they've grown tall enough that their roots are intertwined. And if you pull up the weeds, you're also going to pull up the wheat. And so they had to wait till the harvest. And we're in the harvest season right now. You see those big machines out there harvesting in the crops? I'm not allowed to say a color, but there's just combines out there doing their thing. And they're harvesting. Well, the parable that Jesus is talking about is also talking about the harvest when Jesus Christ returns. Jesus came first, and that's why we celebrate Christmas, his birth. But in the scriptures, he promises he's going to come again, and he's going to separate his righteous people and the unrighteous people. Now, when the servants harvested and they had the wheat, they took that into the barn and they threshed it and they had the wheat. The weeds, they pulled up, tied them together, and threw them into the fire. And that talks a little bit about the righteous and the unrighteous. The righteous are those that believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord. And our role is not to pull up the weeds, but we have to live with people that might not know Jesus. Maybe they don't say the right things. Maybe they act a little bit different than we do. We can't hate them. We can't judge them. We have to be good examples, and we have to talk with them in kind ways, and we have to talk to them about Jesus. And that's part of what the parable is talking about. So we have to live life as Jesus wants us to live so that we are an example to others and wait for that time down the road. Okay? Let's pray. God, I thank you for the blessing of these children. And as we as church and family continue to teach them about Jesus, may you bless them with his love and with his wisdom. Amen. Thanks for coming up and doing the sorting. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord God, we do thank you for the teachings of your holy word. And as we look at another parable of Jesus, when he talks about the righteous and the unrighteous, when he talks about you, God, and he talks about the enemy, Satan, when he lifts up how in this world there is good and there is evil, and that good and evil live together side by side. And Lord, in our world, when we experience evil, when things go wrong, it is our desire, our wish that evil can just be plucked away and getting rid of. But the scriptures teach us that we live on this earth until Jesus Christ comes once again. Let us not be fearful of the evil, but let us be righteous. Let us know you, O Lord, so well that our light will shine. And out of our light, the darkness will fade. Lord, help us not to be deceived by Satan, not to be brought into the evilness of the world. But Lord, we thank you for the saving grace we have through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the ministries of this church and the ministries of the Christian church around the world to lift up your word and teach your truth, that offer times of fellowship and times of learning where we can join together and learn and just strengthen one another. Lord, we thank you for the missions that we support, and we especially this day pray for Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission. We pray for their staff and for their volunteers. We pray for those men and women, those children that come and come to know Jesus through their ministries. Lord, we thank you for the years of our partnership, and we pray that your fruit would continue to grow in those ministries. We thank you for Bonnie being here and sharing with us this morning. Lord, we pray for those on our list of concerns. Lord, we continue to pray for health and for strength. We pray for peace of mind. We pray that your joy would fill them as they go through times of testing, times of just rehab, times of just dealing with life situations. Lord, may they know of your Spirit's closeness. Lord, as we worship this day, in this time of harvest, we give you thanks for a harvest. We thank you for the ways that we are fed physically. We pray for the world to be fed, that there would be no hunger. And Lord, we also thank you for the harvest of souls, winning hearts to you. Lord, in this time of worship, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a wonderful service. We're just supposed to sing, right? But I think I might want to say something. This is Harvest Song. It's a song called Harvest Time. But it's speaking of a time of harvest that we live in today. You know, it's talking about souls to be saved. I was in a meeting Saturday, and Monday. It was a tent meeting, you know, evangelist up in Michigan. And a lot of people there. But, you know, people go to evangelistic meetings to give their life to Christ. And so when the altar call was given, between 35 and 30, went forward to receive Christ as their Savior. I was in shock for 5 minutes. Man, this is something, man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, and I'm surrounded by all these people that have their hands raised. We don't normally do that, do we? But it's okay. It's okay because we don't. But they did, and pretty soon I had my hands raised, man. Says, praise God. You know, people were, hey, what do we do when people get saved, man? This is something. There's shouts in heaven. We don't shout down here. We should. Amen. Well, you know, the next night I was there. I was an usher, volunteer. 50 people that I counted came forward during the altar call. I thought it was, this is something we don't see every day, you know. We're trying to maintain a church, and all of us are saved. All of us here, we presume saved, but how many people would come to a tent meeting that weren't saved, I was wondering, would go up front for an altar call? I counted 50. I said, praise, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, well, that's what we want to hear. Praise God. Anyway, it's harvest time. And it was up in Michigan. I think those people really need some help up there, too.
Yeah, there you go.
What's going on? It might have something to do with the leadership. I don't know.
Thank you. to reap what you've sown. You've heard the story. Which way will you go? Jesus said, you will reap what you've sown. When judgment comes, what you've done will be made known. Will be made known. Harvest time in the country.
It's time to reap what you've sown.
You've heard the story.
Which way will you go?
Which way will you go? Which way will you go?